Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello. You know, Pat, I was in abiding, and I came across, Samuel. Been reading a lot about the life of David and
right.
Some of the things that happened in his life have been absolutely amazing. But, you know, there is a difference between those who follow God and those that don't. I know that things seem blurred. Mm. I know that maybe potentially that may look different. But let me tell you, there is a clear distinction, a clear demarcation for those that follow God and those that don't. God has designed it that we are to live in this world totally dependent upon Him.
That's right.
I mean, the greatest sin, people have all these ideas of what the greatest sin may be, murder, stealing, adultery, you name it.
Right.
You know what the greatest sin is? The greatest sin is trying to live a life independent of Jesus Christ. That's the greatest sin.
Right.
Because God's called us to live for Him, to live dependent, to receive Him in our heart. But the person that doesn't know God, he hasn't accepted God as a Savior. And he's living his life totally independent. That word independent means not influenced or not controlled, mm-hmm. right? In matters of opinion, conduct, and one's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So just, there's no governor over their life. Just independent, right. Do whatever I want to do. And the whole idea here is that Jesus has no influence in your life. His word doesn't take root. So my question often is like, wow, if God's not speaking to you, you're not in God's word. And, what is the format for your living? What is your personal constitution? What is your guiding values? What are they that help you to make decisions? And my goodness, if they're not based upon God's word, what could they possibly be based upon, right?
Right.
So your worldview, how you see your life, if it has nothing to do with God, that's not a good thing. And the question is, how can one who has chosen to live a life independent, in this case, which is for, rebellion towards God, right?
Mm-hmm.
How can anything really go well for them or for you when you think about it?
Mm-hmm.
Because, the world will deceive us to think that if we get a more education or if we get a better job or if we get the right friends, then, if we got the right toys and stuff and things, that those things are going to make us happy. And obviously those things are going to make us well. If we marry, this perfect person, everything's going to go well. Mm-hmm. But listen, you can't be deceived. I mean, there's somebody right now saying, I check, I got all those, and I'm still not happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
It's still not working for me because I'm calling all the shots. And the question is, who's the shot caller in your life? The shot caller is the guy that calls all the shots.
Right, right.
So the question is, who is the shot caller? God's original intent is that He's the boss,
right.
Not a boss that lords over us. But He's the one that leads us. He's the one that directs us. It's Savior and Lord. And we throw words out these days, but we really don't even know what those words mean. Lord, boss, governor, ruler, king.
Right.
He's the Lord. And when we receive God, we say, listen, it's not my way. It's now your way. And He's the one that calls everything that needs to happen. We say that I'm no longer in charge of my life, and I submit myself to whatever God wants to say. Mm. He's in charge. And we can see this difference in the life of David and King Saul. We can see that, one was trying to follow God and one was trying to follow themselves. Saul thought it was optional to follow God in His ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, started out well. And, we can learn some things about Saul's life that just because things start well, you had the right intentions, you started out good, started abiding, I said, it's God, for, you said all the right things, but after some time, you started going your way.
Right.
It's like the GPS system.
Mm.
Oftentimes people are headed back from a certain place They said, well, I don't know how to get home. They put the GPS on.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the GPS is taking you a certain place, you follow it step by step. But the closer you think you're home and you got more familiar, you turn that thing off. And before you know it, you start making wrong turns. Well, listen, you need to follow God's positioning system all the way.
Right.
You don't need to turn off God's positioning system when you think that you're familiar, when you've got it down.
Right,
when
you got it all figured out.
Got it all. I got it all. Thank you, God. I just needed you to get me on the right road. And now I got this.
Yeah.
I got this. Thank you. And you turn off the GPS, God's positioning system, which means you're turning off the voice of God, your ability to hear. You're tuning him out. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk more. When we come back, actually in the extra hour, we're going to talk more about King David and Saul. And we're going to ask the question, who's the shot caller? Who's the shot caller in your life? Do you remember when you were calling all the shots? Do you remember when you was the man?
I remember when I thought I was calling the shots.
Isn't it?
I was very deceived.
Wasn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
When we think we're calling all the shots, that's a dangerous place to be.
Oh,
because we realize that hopefully we realize that we're not in charge of anything.
Mm-mm.
You know, life is so fragile, and oftentimes I wonder how do some become so bold and I don't know. I'm just like, we need God. You know, we're in a constant state of needing God and needing him to move and to speak and to do. And if God, you don't come, and if your presence is not here, and if you don't answer, and if you don't, we don't have anything.
Mm-mm.
And you're looking at a country right now that's just like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You know, no thought to God is like, you know how fragile life is?
Mm-hmm.
That people, you know, experience in their life. I think it's like every 15 minutes somebody passes away from a disabling injury.
Wow.
Every 15 minutes, I believe that's the number. And I think like something like every 0.1.4, 1.5 seconds, someone has a disabling injury in this country. Anything could happen at any moment.
That's right.
And it's not for us to live in fear, but it's certainly for us not to live in pride. It's for us to come to a place, especially as believers, to say, my goodness, God, I'm just not going to honor you with my lips, but I'm going to honor you with my heart, and I'm actually going to do what you say to do. You know, there is a big difference between, you know, obedience and submission.
That's right.
You know, obedience means you just did it.
Right.
You just did whatever it was, but it doesn't mean that you were submitted in your heart when you did it.
Mm.
And God's not looking for us to, you know, do behavior modification and just, you know, sit down because he said to sit down, if you will.
Right.
He wants us to be able to do things out of a pleasing nature because we're submitted, we're under his cover, we're under his protection.
Mm-hmm.
He has our heart.
Right.
So our motive is not just to do an action here, if you will. Our motive is to please the Lord and to follow him in all of his ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking before at the beginning of at the end of the first hour, rather, that, you know, there's a big difference between those that follow God. I'm not saying if you're a Christian, if you follow God. Today, everyone calls themselves a Christian. You know, say we want to be godly people, those that follow him. You know, a disciple is a follower of Jesus.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a big difference with those that follow God and those that don't. And we talked about how Saul, King Saul, 1 Samuel 25:26.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about King Saul. I mean, he started well in his life. You know, he started well, you know, sought God. But there was a transition where he left God and started doing his own thing. He stopped following God.
Right.
And we're talking about God's GPS and God's positioning system. He wants to get you to a certain place. But you have to, you know, work with God, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to work with him.
Yeah.
Oftentimes he gets blamed. Oh, God, why I couldn't have this or I couldn't have that or why didn't I? He said, I tried to get you there. I tried to bless you, but you couldn't stand to be blessed. I mean, I wanted to do what pleasing father, what does not want to bless their children with everything that, you know, maybe they want or need, you know? But we have to be at a place where we don't get lost in the blessing. And oftentimes, you know, it's God's mercy that we didn't enter into a particular blessing Because God, the God who knows everything, who sees yesterday, today, and tomorrow all at the same time, the God who knit you in your mother's womb, the God who has all of your days already written down and for, you know, predestined for you, he knows that if you got into that blessing prematurely, he loved you enough to say, not now. Remember, God answers yes, no, and not now. Mm-hmm. You know, like just not now.
Exactly.
And that was a good thing for you. A good thing for you, because if you had it and you were brought into it, maybe he would have lost you.
Mm-hmm.
And God desires to have you, and he has greater wisdom than your ability to see just, you know, a few inches in front of your face. Right. God sees your whole entire life.
He sees everything.
And that's the thing, we got to get to that place where you can trust God. You got to be able to trust God now. See, if you can trust God, then you understand that he's the shot caller. You're not the shot caller. Mm-hmm. He's the shot caller.
Right.
But you got to believe that God has a plan for you. You got to believe that you being born wasn't a decision of just whatever, but that before the foundations of the earth, God knew you.
Mm-hmm.
That the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you breathe, the way you look, the way you act, your intrinsic qualities, the things that make you you, your personality. Hey, listen, you're one of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
If God did all of that without your help, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he got you to the point where you're functioning, you think of all the things that happened in your life when you were a child. You weren't in control of that. Mm-hmm. Somebody fed you. Somebody clothed you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone gave you a shelter. You had nothing to do with that. But God in his wisdom had made sure that you were taken care of.
That's right.
So what happened in that place where all of a sudden you decided you got to make all the shots?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about those that follow God and allow him to be the shot caller, the one who makes decisions, or the people that follow themselves. You know, and that was the sin of Jeroboam. Jeroboam thought to himself, like, dude, get out of your head and get into the heart of God. Because if you follow yourself, you're going around in circles, or maybe you're going to be going down the wrong path.
That's right.
And if you're on the wrong path, God can always get you on the right path. I mean, he has all kinds of U-turns and yields, and he can get you off the road. I mean, he can get you where he wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to tune in, not just with your ears, but you got to tune in with your heart.
Right.
You know, you got to put on that GPS back on and admit that you're lost. See, it's amazing now. You talk to some people now. I was driving around New York. You know, listen, I put that GPS on. You know what I'm saying? one wrong turn, you end up in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're in trouble.
You don't want to miss that exit.
Oh, no. You know, that exit could take you. Forget about it. Forget about it, as they say in Brooklyn. It'll take you, you know, no telling where.
Right.
But you have to be humble, and you have to accept the fact that you don't know where you're going. And if you're lost, you got to say, I'm lost.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just lost. And pride will not allow you to do that.
Mm-mm.
You know, pride will not allow you to admit that you were wrong. Pride will not allow you to admit that you led yourself and your family the wrong way.
Mm.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Young girls often are naturally interested in fashion, but there are some dangers. This is Focus on the Family Minute, and I'm John Fuller. You know, in a culture that markets to girls with messages of beauty and perfection, Dana Gresh has some words of caution.
The research really indicates that young girls who are exposed to fashion products too soon, who are overconsumed with their body and beauty image, that they're more at risk of eating disorders, depression, and an early sexual debut in their teen years. And then when they're young adult women and they're in that first few years of their marriage relationship, that they have so many scars on their heart and so many body image issues that they can't enjoy the gift that God has given to them.
You'll find tips for good conversations with your tween daughter at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today. And it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. Mm-hmm. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Let's pick up where we left off.
But I tell you that if you embrace humility, you can embrace God and say, God, you know, this is where I'm at. I've been following myself. I've been calling my own shots.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, God? I want to turn my heart to you, and I want to make you the Lord, and you're the shot caller.
Right.
You're the one that could lead us and guide us and bring us back to where we need to be, myself and my family, whoever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, it's important. So Saul got out there and started doing his own thing. Saul followed the opinions of the men. You know, but most of all, he followed himself. You know, they start getting scared. He's like, what do you want? What sacrifice now? It's not my job. I'm not supposed to be doing this, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not following God, you're open to follow anybody, yourself, the devil, other people, you know, any other strategy but the one you're supposed to be following. And his life, Saul's life, King Saul's life, is one giant example of how your life will turn out. If you have not made Jesus really the Lord of your life, if you haven't made God number one, that's what we're talking about. David, it's really the complete opposite. He chose to follow God. You know, when you choose to make Jesus the Lord, you kind of just submit to him,
mm-hmm.
right? And things will just work well for you. Now, although, you know, Saul hunted David down, let's not forget that part, okay?
Mm-hmm.
God would not allow David to fall into Saul's hands. I mean, think about this. Saul was chasing him down, but God didn't allow David to fall into his hands.
Right.
And twice, David had opportunities to take Saul out, and he didn't. But after this last time, you know, David receives a word. You know, David receives a word of wisdom that really opens a new door for him. And the wisdom that came was a thought that if he was to go to the land of the Philistines, Saul will give up looking for him. And he says, otherwise, I'll be destroyed by the hands of Saul.
Mm-hmm.
So God was working in David's life. And David had this thought, this guy's about to kill me. I need to get up out of Israel.
Right.
And I bet you that if I go over there to the Philistines, he won't even dare look for me over there. In fact, I mean, I had to cut Goliath's head off, so I know he's not going to go over there.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so this key unlocked an area of where David was going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we follow God, God will give us keys. He'll give us strategies. He'll speak to us in his word. He'll speak to us through truth, through circumstances. When our hearts are aligned and submitted to the authorities that God places in our life, that's the protection that God provides to us so that we can have a fruitful and abundant life. So God says, here's a key.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a key. It's going to open up a place of safety for you. So check this out. David began to live in peace. And mind you, he's been hunted down all this time, but this door opened up a place for him to be in peace.
Right.
He lived safely amongst his enemies. It opened the door for his men to get provisions. They went out there and plundered and did their deal, and now they had provision. Remember, when David started out, all he had was a sword and a piece of bread. He lost his job. He lost his position at the table.
That's right.
He went from hero to zero. David had nothing.
Mm.
It was by himself. And through this journey, got a couple hundred men following him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they're building back up again. And God's doing something. And he spared his life God's Spirit is alive. Now, the opposite is what happened to Saul. That when he faced, when he had to face the Philistines, he was so filled with terror. He was so filled with terror and had no place or no one to turn to. The only place that he went to get help was at the witch of Endor.
Right.
He had no place to go. See, that's the whole thing. When you stop following God, when you don't want to listen to what God has to tell you, let me tell you something. After you're done taking your own roads, after you're done getting lost, after you've done been lied to by the enemy and you suffer the consequences and you've listened to the people who didn't want to tell you the right thing, they just wanted to tickle your ears and tickle your flesh and tell you what was popular but what was not powerful and true. They just, what was the trend of the day? What's trending on Twitter? They wanted to give you the latest trend on Twitter. Once all those folks left you, you're going to have nobody to turn to. And Saul had a chance to turn to God. He didn't. I mean, no matter where you're at, you can always turn to God. But he didn't turn to God.
Right.
He turned to a witch. Mm. He turned to the witch of Endor. I mean, think about it. Many today are delusional. They're delusional. They think that, you know, we shared a statistic that 94% of Americans have at least one Bible in their home.
Right.
Yet 81%, according to George Barna, don't even read the word. Right. I mean, this is important. I mean, we state this statistic often, but my goodness, we got to get a hold of this. 81% of believers don't read their Bible at all. Only 19% read their Bible. And of the 19, only 3% feel that they are responsible for their own spiritual development. How are we going to follow God? How is he going to be the shot caller in our life if we're not in the Word?
Right.
We got to get to the place of being totally dependent upon him. We got to come to the point that we're going to say, I'm not going to follow Saul, you know, and do my own leading, but I'm going to give my heart 100% to God. God, I'm going to come back from where I've been lost. And I'm going to submit myself to you. I'm just not going to honor you with my lips, but I'm going to honor you with my heart. I'm going to say that you're the Lord, you're the boss, and you're the shot caller. You call all the shots in my life, and what you say, I will do. Who's the shot caller in your life? Who's the person that calls all the shots? Is it you? Could it be the enemy? Could it be someone else who has the voice of the enemy?
Mm.
Or is God the one calling the shots? We want to encourage you. Listen, a simple way how God can be the one that calls the shots. And when we say call the shots, we're saying he's the one that leads us. He's the one that guides us. He's the one that brings us into all truth, right? That happens when we submit ourselves to God. We give him our heart. But that also happens when we take time to abide. Listen, we have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org and request your simple plan today. It's a plan that's going to help you to connect with God, to read his word, and let the light of God's word be a light into your path. How can you follow if you cannot see?
That's right.
And when God shines his light upon your situation, when he shines his light upon your life, you have the opportunity and the choice to say, yes, God, I will follow. I mean, that's where we're supposed to, you know, deny ourselves and take up our cross daily. Every day you have the opportunity to follow him. And I'll tell you that if you follow him any length of time, he's never steered me wrong.
Never steered me wrong.
And he'll steer you always and guide you always in the right place. And with that, you can really have true peace in your life. There's many people today that are anxious. There's many people today that are fearful. Mm-hmm. They're fearful of the economy. They're fearful of what's going to happen in the next 5 to 10 years. They're fearful about their current family, you know, situations.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you that when you follow God, truly follow him, you become his disciple, you don't have to be worried about fear. Listen, you still may not know what tomorrow holds. You're not going to be able to see everything.
Mm-mm.
But one thing we could tell you, you could definitely know the one who holds tomorrow.
Right.
And with that, you should sleep really good.
Oh, yeah.
Because God is trustworthy. Deal with that once and for all. We got to come to a place where we exercise humility and say, here are the keys. Wherever you take me is where I want to be and where I want to go. And when we do that, we experience great peace, great joy, and God wants to prove himself. He wants to prove his love to us, and we realize, wow, God was in control all along. You just thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, watch what happens when you submit to the ways of God. He'll lead you the right way every single time.
Mark Downey & Associates is a unique real estate firm that specializes in property management and high-end home sales. The secret to the success of this multi-award-winning firm is simple: aggressive marketing and intense passion for serving others. If you're looking for a team of professionals that ensures the total satisfaction of their clients, contact Mark Downey's team today. Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, go visit Tony Baker. Listen, doesn't matter if you're in good shape, bad shape, he'll get you in the right shape. All the training you can get for self-defense in Pensacola. Visit him today at Downtown Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Brunson Air and Heating in Mobile. They can do all of your service work quick and efficient. Give them a call today. Brunson Air and Heating. You'll be glad that you did. Contact ADTS Security and Alarm Monitoring. If you want to secure your home or your business, contact them today for all of your security needs. Cameras, monitoring, and even medical pendants. Do it today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Steve, Pat, it's the weekend. Now, you do know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
The marathon weekend.
That's right. It's the marathon weekend, boys, and you don't want to miss it. Saturday, 9 a.m. all the way till Monday, you'll be able to catch back-to-back VFN radio programs. You certainly don't want to miss it. No interruptions, no commercials, just pure education, pure inspiration, pure revelation on Marathon Weekend. Don't miss it.
You know, John, when I'm listening to the VFN radio program, I am so encouraged. Mm-hmm. And I listen to it, and you got the first hour, there's that break, you go right. And I don't know about anybody else, but I'm air guitaring during that intro. When it's coming down, all of our VFN radio listeners, it is okay to air guitar.
No, that's right.
Because as far as I know, I've got that solo mastered, and if you know it, I'm rocking that air guitar. But when that segment's over, I'm like, man, I gotta wait until tomorrow to hear the next program. And I'm like, oh, all right, okay. Well, if you haven't heard yet, if you don't know yet, you can listen to a program back to back to back. Yeah, you can listen to five programs back to back to back and listen to the marathon weekend. You might be listening to the Monday's program or in the Tuesday's program, and then you got to wait 24 hours the next one. Well, you can listen to all five programs with no breaks in between. So check out the whole weekend marathon, Saturday, 9 a.m. Central until Monday, 9 a.m. Central, the weekend marathon.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining us today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello. We were talking about earlier about perseverance, and it's amazing. It's amazing to think that anything can get done in life or in the kingdom of God without having a spirit of perseverance. Let me tell you something. Perseverance is so needed. I mean, what can get accomplished if you don't persevere and stay the course? And I see oftentimes where people say they try. I put a good effort in, but they don't persevere and finish the race. They don't finish and go all the way. And Hebrews says for us not to throw away our confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. Don't throw away your faith. Do not throw away your confidence in God. Confidence in yourself could always be thrown away. We're talking about, so do not throw your confidence away in God, because it will be richly rewarded. We need people to be confident in the Lord. So many times you see confidence being what I like to call as misplaced confidence. Confidence and trust in so many other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their cars, their resources, right. Their own strength, abilities, other people. But what about confidence in the Lord, faith in God? That's how precious your faith is. And the enemy would try to do everything in his power to get you to give up and to give in.
Mm-hmm.
Every lie, every attack. And the thing about it is that we cannot entertain those lies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that he is the father of all lies. Rest assured that whenever he's opening his mouth, he's always lying.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's constantly trying to attack us with all kinds of thoughts, arrows, if you will, to get us to stop. No forward movement in God. It's all about stopping. It's all about no stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be really protective over your heart and over your mind. I mean, the Bible says that above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Proverbs 4, I believe 23. You have to guard your heart. You got to guard your mind and not allow anything to run wild through your mind. And a bit, you know, one of the gifts that we could ever have is a busy and fruitful life.
Right.
Because when your life is consumed with doing the will of the Lord, when your life is consumed being productive and being fruitful, you don't have a lot of time to allow other things to run crazy in your mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're engaged in the things of God. You can get busy and see things happen and see fruit produce. But a mind that wanders and aimless, you know, just thinking about nothing today. Listen, if you don't have a thought in your mind, the enemy will be happy to give you and supply you not just one, but many. And oftentimes those thoughts are about giving up. Those thoughts are about giving in and quitting.
Mm.
Well, listen, if you quit, you're going to forfeit your reward. God wants to reward your faith, but you can't give up. And in verse 36 of Hebrews 10, it says, you need to persevere. You need to persevere. That word, when you think about the definition, it means to persist in anything that you have undertaken. I mean, it means that you just keep going. You maintain a purpose in spite of the difficulty and the obstacles and the discouragement. I mean, oftentimes it's like, oh, I tried doing hard. You know, I tried real hard. But then this obstacle came. Right. Then this situation came and I had to give up. No, you're supposed to maintain. You're supposed to persist in the midst of the difficulty. It's not about trying. No. Succeed. Do. Finish. Stick. Stay and stand. Hang in there. Hang tough. And when I think about perseverance and I think about not giving up, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but just in the news, a long-distance endurance swimmer, her name is Diane Nyad. She just finished, first person ever to do this. She swam all the way from Havana to Florida.
Now, where's Havana?
Cuba. Think about this. Cuba, wow. To Florida, all the way to Key West.
That's what, 90 miles?
No, 110 miles.
Wow.
First person to do this without a shark cage. People have done it before with a shark cage. Obviously, so they don't get, you know,
eaten
by a shark. But also the shark cage, I have learned, has a way that it propels people along, too. It's kind of an assistance.
Mm.
It kind of, you know, they kind of get some kind of, you know, a flow with that.
Mm.
So a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But she's attempted this. This is her fifth attempt. She has been stopped before because of jellyfish things. The water was too rough, and she's you know, not been able to make it. Interesting note, she's 64.
Wow.
64, and just so that you know, she was swimming for 53 hours.
Straight.
Well, she didn't come out the water. She did stop to eat. And what I guess she had boats that were following. She had a team of 35 with her during this whole thing. I guess they tried to give her some food.
Did she sleep?
Apparently not. I mean, I don't know how she did that. Quite amazing to me.
That's more than 2 days.
Amazing.
No, 53 hours.
Think about that.
Wow.
53 hours of swimming. I didn't even think about how do you sleep in the water? I mean, and she did it. She had this mask on her face to protect her from being stung by a jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
She had doctors that were there present monitoring her. At one time, she even threw up because she had difficulty breathing. She was throwing up while she was swimming. And she endured. I mean, she was able to do it. And I'm just amazed that you talk about endurance, you talk about perseverance, and you talk about not giving up. This is something that she wanted to do for the longest time, and she did it. She set a record. And oftentimes, people give up. They don't have the fortitude. They don't have, you know, I'm sure that over those 53 hours, she at least had 53 opportunities to give up.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
I heard someone say that they were married for 50 years, and they were celebrating their anniversary, and a very wise man, he says, yep, that means we had 53 opportunities to get a divorce, at least. You know, and these days, people don't understand the word about perseverance. You know, right. You're seeing a culture that's easy to give in and give up, but we can't remember what the word of the Lord is to us. It says, do not give up. Do not throw away your confidence. You know, you need to persevere. You need to hang in there, hang tough, if you will. Some other words that go along with perseverance. You have to plug away. Because if you do, if you continue to persevere, you're going to receive. You're going to receive the reward. God has a reward. He wants to reward our faith. It's the testing of our faith that James talks about. But you know what? And he says that my righteous one will live by faith. When you think about all the things that you do in your life as a believer, everything you do comes by faith. Living by faith is not just a cute scripture that we put on a refrigerator. It's how we live. Everything should be done in faith. We love in faith. We're the righteousness of God in faith. Our salvation's by faith. We lay our hands on the sick and they recover by faith. We hear God's word by faith. We commune with the Lord by faith. It's all done by faith. We work by faith. We sow in faith. And it's the testing of your faith that has to persevere. The enemy wants to attack you in your faith, in your belief, and in your confidence that God is able. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more of all that you dream, can ask, think, or imagine. And you need to be sure in your confidence. You need to be sure in your trust. Because there are situations going to happen, just like this woman who was swimming. You can think of the current. They said at one point that she's swimming, that somebody, one of the doctors was in the water, and they have this electrical thing that they put in the water to scare off or get rid of the sharks that are approaching of the water. And they were telling her at one point, go to the right, go to the right, go to the left, go to the left. I mean, here in shark-infested water, you have a 110-mile journey. I don't know many people who can walk 110 miles, much less swim.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Swim. Your body constantly has to be moving. I mean, how long can you float? You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
How long can you float? Think about the energy that takes place, the training that takes place for that. And at any moment, if you believe, how many times could have been thought in her mind, you know, okay, maybe we need to stop. I can't do this anymore. But she kept pushing. She kept pushing. She kept, you know, envisioning the coast of Florida. Sometimes all you need to do, man, sometimes all you can do is to lock your eyes and see the vision. That's why, you know, God's people perish for lack of knowledge. They perish for lack of vision. They don't have vision. If you don't have vision, let me tell you something. The enemy is more than happy to supply you with multiple visions so that you can have division. Mm-hmm. And everything divided from itself will fall. That's why you got to purposely, whatever it is that God has called you to do, whether it's ministry, your job, a vision for your family, you have to know what it is clear cut so that you can stay focused, so that you can stay locked in for what God's called you to do. But if you're a visionless person, you're being tossed back and forth by every lie of the enemy, by every suggestion from someone who's been held captive, and you're not moving within your purpose. But you got to persevere. You've got to stick, stay, and stand. We need people today that are not going to just stand because it's comfortable, only in times that it's comfortable. What makes the measure of a man or a woman is when things are going down, when the chips are down, where are you? When times get difficult, where are you? Mm-hmm. Are you one that's firm and resolute and say, we're going to get through this? With God, all things are possible. We're going to get through this. We're going to make it through the other side. We're going to go through this, and we're not going to give up. Mm-hmm. You think about all the times that you could have given up. Mm-hmm. I think about all the times that you were tempted to throw in the towel. Listen, don't shrink back. The Word of God says that we are not those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. Listen, raise your faith level high. Believe again. Don't let your confidence be rocked. Maybe you found out that you have misplaced confidence. Maybe you've been trusting in yourself and things and people. Maybe you've been holding on to what other people have said. You need to know for yourself what the word of the Lord is. You need to spend some time abiding. You can go to iabide.org and get a simple plan where you can learn to spend time with God daily, where you can hear his voice for yourself and write down what God has told you in your quiet time. Listen, there's nothing like putting your hope, your confidence in the Lord. Let me tell you something. That's trust and confidence that can never be shaken. But you have to put it all in God and persevere all the way to the end.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We are so excited, by the way, to welcome our Gulf Coast audience in our new time slot now, Monday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. to be there as soon as you get home from work. We want to give a perspective of all the things that you heard throughout the day. And, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And we want to be able to you know, God, what does this mean? You know, and hearing from many in the body of Christ, and just hearing ourselves from the Lord, and spending time abiding with the Lord and praying over it, you know, trying to make sense out of what, you know, if you were to think about it, doesn't make any sense at all.
Mm-mm. You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I had a situation that had happened to me yesterday, and I just really want to share this with you today because...
Is that when your phone blew up? A different situation.
It had something to do with my phone.
Oh, did it?
You know, I wake up yesterday, my phone is completely out. I mean, it's not working. It won't restore. So needless to say, yesterday I was without my phone. Mm-hmm. So I decide, you know, end of the day, I'm going to run over to the mall and I'm going to get this thing fixed. I got to get my phone fixed. So I go to the Apple store, which is twice as big now than the last time I was there. It's huge. I go to the Apple store and I go and give them my name. Of course, you just can't walk up and say, I need help. Of course, you got to make an appointment. Mm. And it's never like in 5 minutes. It's always like, you know, 20, 30, an hour later. Mm-hmm. So I set my appointment to get my phone fixed. And, you know, I'm just happy to have a little, you know, time to myself. And they tell me, well, sir, about 25 minutes and we can help you out. I said, oh, okay, hey, no problem. I need the help. So I think to myself, if I stay in this store for 25 minutes, there's a high probability that I may purchase something.
All right. Your wallet's going to get a little bit lighter.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe I should need to just step on out this store for 25 minutes and not, you know, be tempted to pick up anything because, you know, don't need to do nothing like that right now. Mm-hmm. So I step out, and I decide just to walk, and I see a cup of coffee, and I go, you know, a place where they're selling coffee. I think, you know, that'd be a great idea. Maybe I get me a cup of coffee and just, you know, chill and relax here for, you know, next 20, 25 minutes or so. And as I am approaching the cup of coffee, I saw it. I saw it out the corner of my eye. I saw it, man. I saw it.
What?
What'd you see, man?
And it drew me in. Uh-oh. It drew me in. So I didn't even get the coffee. I just
oh,
made
wow.
I made a hard right. Just went straight over there. Mm-hmm. I go to this kiosk. And this guy, I mean, he was amazing me. Okay. I mean, I'm just standing there and I'm just going, ooh, and ah. And you'd be surprised. I mean, he was doing a demonstration with this innovative clothes steamer.
What?
Not just, listen here, don't laugh.
What?
It's not an iron.
Cooking utensil?
It was this clothes, you know, for clothes, it's a steamer.
Oh, an iron.
I kind of like,
you know, they invented iron. That a long time ago.
Listen, I mean, this guy, he had shirts tied up in knots, jeans tied up in knots, puts up the hanger. Jeans look like a mess. I mean, the shirts, I mean, you couldn't get more wrinkles in the shirt. And he whips out the steamer and he's going side to side, man. And within seconds, this thing is looking clean. I mean, presto
nice. Changeo, huh?
Bang, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Bada boom, bada bang.
Yeah, man, it was looking good. So I'm thinking, man, maybe I should bless my wife needs that. You know, we need this in the home. I want to get this. You know what? I'm going to be a superstar when I come home.
Oh, yeah. But
you know, I'm here minding my own business.
Fireside herself.
You know, and I said, she's probably going to love this. You know, I'm like, and how fast does that work? So, you know, I go ahead and, you know, pick it up, being the nice, you know, guy that I, you know, try to be here. And I get this. I don't even know the name. It's made in Italy. Okay, he told me it's a lifetime warranty. I'm like, well, it's made in Italy. You sure can. He says, yeah, I'll be here. I'll be here for the lifetime. I said, all right. I think I can trust that.
Right.
So I get it. And then I take care of my phone. And so I'm racing home. You know, I'm excited. So I gather the family in the kitchen. I think we're, you know, I'm just about to have dinner. And I go upstairs and get some shirts. And I even made them even extra wrinkly. Because I'm about to do a demonstration and, you know, be impressive. And
right.
This nice thing that I got my wife.
You got to hook her up.
Hooked up. Amazing. So I got the shirts out. Of course, they're wondering what's going on. I got my jeans out. I plug in the machine. You know, I'm waiting. 30 seconds goes by. Nothing. A minute. Nothing. 3 to 5 minutes, and it's not even getting warm. I put it to my son's arm. He says, it's hard to use. It's getting warm at all. He's like, no, it isn't. Well, would you believe? Now, this is where I'm a little shocked. I get a little fizzle. Little fizzle starts coming out. Little steam eventually starts coming.
John,
so,
John,
of course,
John.
You know, I'm working it.
Did you plug it in?
I plugged it in.
Okay.
I plugged it in.
All
yes,
right,
that
all right.
was tough. I plugged it in. So now I got a little steam, and I'm working the shirt, man. I'm working it. And, you know, I'm not letting them know that I don't think this is not working, okay? I mean, you know, I'm just like, oh, look at this come out, you know? And I'm thinking to myself, this is not what I saw the guy do in the store, okay? This is not the demonstration that I saw. So I'm you know, working here, and it's not happening. And my family, I mean, the children that, you know, I helped, you know, contributed to their life here, okay? My children, they decide to have a joking session on me, Pat. I mean, this is an all-out.
No, not your family.
An all-out laugh attack.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know, this reminds me of a Lucy, Lucy Ball episode.
I love Lucy episodes.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding me? It was all jokes here. The thing wouldn't work. So I remain quiet. I just remained quiet, didn't say a word.
Yeah.
It was real cool, but, you know, I was determined to get this to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ate my meal, okay? Ate my meal. Sure enough, I ran right back to that mall. I went back to the mall. I said, look, man, I went into my family. I'm showing them this thing. This is not working. You set me up. You know, he kind of showed me some things that I left out. You know, I kind of bypassed
Imagine
it.
Imagine that. Like water.
Oh. Did you read the directions?
I had to put some salt things in there that I really didn't. I guess I didn't, you know, do the right.
You just missed all the details.
You know, the combination. So I was amazed again. I'm like, how did you get? My steam is not like that. I'm comparing my steam with his steam, and my steam is light. You know,
yeah.
He's got this roaring steam coming out. He said, I promise you take it back. It's going to work. So I package the box again, head all the way back to the house, get my shirts back on out, bring the family back in the kitchen. Dinner's over. They're getting ready. They're like, no, Dad, please, no.
Oh,
we
yeah,
don't
right.
Want
please spare us, please.
No,
spare
come on. Let's all gather in the kitchen. I'm gonna set up shop here, you know. And believe I had a roaring steam.
Mm.
So now, so good. After they were joking on me, I just wanted to share this. Get this off my chest this morning. After they were joking on me.
That they clowned all over you.
Clowned all over me. Thinking, I got a deal for you. Now that, you know, I got a deal. Okay, all right, all jokes. I would have you to know that my sons both ironed their shirts and their pants with the new steamer. They got new projects now. They're going to be taking care of their own clothes.
Get
now,
out. Oh, my goodness.
Who got the last laugh? Who got the last laugh? My wife did send me a nice text and did say, you know, it was the thought that would count it.
That's true. And
she said it was very nice. Thank you. I'm like, oh,
okay.
My God.
All right. Here's the question. And how much did this contraption cost? Oh, snap. That much?
I wouldn't tell her.
Oh, my goodness.
She goes, how much was that? She goes, I hope you did not pay more than $5. I said, $5? I said, I can't show you this receipt.
Oh, no.
So you
ran out the Apple store for this thing?
It was a
deal.
Have
you lost your mind?
It caught my eye. Then she commences to tell me what she saw in I Love Lucy. I'm thinking, how do you remember I Love Lucy at a time like this?
It's just eerily familiar. I don't know.
You know, she says, you know what? I remember. This kind of reminds me when the episode where, you know, I'm trying to recount here because I'm mortified that they're laughing at me. But Lucy bought this contraption for $7, okay? I mean, mine actually, worked once I knew how to do it.
Mm.
But she bought this thing, and of course, you know, Ricky, he says, you know, she had a lot of explaining to do.
Right,
so,
yeah.
So he says, you got to take this back. You got to take this back. So she calls the salesman back. The salesman comes. And she's, you know, getting all tough and really, you know, getting ready to, because she thinks she's not going to take it back. And then she says, I bought this and I don't want this anymore. And I have 3 days and you got to take it back. And you got to take it back. And the guy says, sure, sure, no problem. Nobody, listen, we don't expect you to have anything you didn't, you don't want anyway. But yeah, you're very smart. That's a very wise decision. So she's shocked that he's, you know, all moving along with this person. He takes it back, no problem. He says, you know, you are so smart and so wise. And he says, can I just share something off my chest? Can I share a story to you what happened? She goes, sure. So he says, I'm going to demonstrate for you just what happened when I was with this other lady that I was helping, because I also sell vacuum cleaners. And I want to demonstrate to you what happened. So he walks out the door, he comes back in, and he throws a pile of dirt right in the floor. He says, she goes, what happened? He says, you know, that's exactly what she said. What are you doing? I said, well, I threw the dirt on the ground. I whipped out my handy dandy vacuum cleaner, and I showed her that within 25 seconds, I'm going to be able to clean this up. Mm-hmm. And so he braces his watch, and he's cleaning the thing up. And so she takes it back, and it's all done. And he says, you know what? This lady who wasn't so smart, could you believe that she passed up on this deal and it was only $8.99? So Lucy says, What a dope. That was a deal. What a dope. So he starts packing it up. And she says, Mr. Martin, aren't you going to offer me the vacuum cleaner for $8.99? So he says, Well, man, Mrs. Ricardo, I didn't tell you this story so that you can buy this. In fact, this little old one I'm going to bring to the missus at home. She goes, well, we sure do need one. So he says, well, I suppose since you convinced me, I'm going to allow you to have this for $8.99. She counts out the money and he says, well, and you also got to get this and you got to get that. So Ricky comes home, right? And she goes, What did you do? I told you to take this back and you bought something else, but we had to have it. So finally says, Ricky says, I'm going to take this back. We're not going to get another thing. And I'm going to give this back to the guy. So the guy comes back. End of the story. Ricky comes back to the house. Lucy comes back in. And Ricky wound up buying even more stuff from the guy. Listen, I just bought one thing. Give me a break. I'll tell you, if anyone needs a handy dandy clothes steamer, please feel free to contact me. I have a great recommendation for you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Visit Copy Products today with five locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today. For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com
on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.